Joe Smith time here on a Friday, Big Show Friday. Chuck Crabb is riding shotgun this morning.
Enjoying the penultimate show for this school year.
A little bittersweet, but you got a life to live. You got to have a little summer fun. Yeah, recharge those batteries. Get ready. Make sure the pitch at Grandview Drive is looking spectacular.
Yeah. Well, it's better. It's better. It's coming. Yeah.
Smitty, how are you today?
Well, that's why I had to come back in a pinch hit role and knowing Chuck's swan song for 2015-16, and I didn't want to miss that.
Oh, you're kind.
This week and next.
Doing great. Well, we're looking forward to next week, Joe, the state track and field championships. That's kind of my swan song, and we'll have fun, but plenty of Panthers and Cougars coming our way, and that's exciting.
It is exciting, Joe, and I begged him to come on with us today because the track and field beat itself we could do 15 minutes on this morning with all the local kids that are running fast. Back on Thursday or Tuesday, the girls went fast and the boys went fast yesterday. I'll just throw it to you and let us know who's moving on.
Well, it is all about the state, but that's next weekend. But, you know, there's something special about coming together and winning a regional that's special, something that veteran South Panther coach Larry Williams witnessed last night out on the Siebold Oval on the north side as the Panthers dug deep with its depth and quality, winning 5 individual titles while sending a couple of relays and 7 Panthers total to the big show next weekend as they dominated Bloomington North by 44 points, led by veteran senior distance standout Evan Franklin, who swept the mile and 2 mile. The Panthers added the regional to its catch of hardware after winning the sectional last week. Totally unexpected was sophomore Pierce Evans winning the 200 meters. What an effort, a PR 23-2. Evans was an 11th seed and a regional call-up from a week ago. He beat teammate Kobe Sterner, quite an effort from the young man. Wes Hopkins won the discus with a PR of 176.7. Luke Hensley and Jake Corrier, the pole vault at 14 feet. Luke getting the nod there as the regional champ on fewer misses to bolster the Panthers' solid performance Thursday night out at Bloomington North. Meanwhile, Justin Helmer's Cougs crowned Isaac Benz regional champ in the 800 meters, won 58.8, got a super effort from senior Ed Lockwood, who was state-bound. After an unexpected second place in the 100 meters with a new PR of 11.2, and he, like Panther Pierce Evans, a regional call-up from a week ago, and he went into last night's competition in the 100 meters as the 10th seed. So quite an effort from Ed Lockwood as well. The Cougar 2-mile relay team of Isaiah Farmer, Jake Fowler, Will Jones, and anchored by Benz, won in 8.02.1. The Cougars' Caleb Brewer and Logan Calvin are state-bound in the throws, both finished second last night. Brewer in the discus, Calvin a PR in the shot, 55.4 and 3 quarters. Bryce Frazier also a state-bound after a second place in the 400 meters, 50.3. Edgewood's Mason Saylor, by the way, extended his season to the big show in the 110 hurdles, qualifying for state with a clocking of 15.1. So the state meet is next week. Out at Billy Hayes, the South girls of Tom Stokes won their 11th straight regional back on Tuesday night, led, of course, by sprinter Megan Grabowski, who will be going for some state crowns next week, a week from today at 3 o'clock out at the Hall Complex. And the regional champion, the Panther Fellows, will step onto the big show a week from tomorrow. Well, how about a little north-south sectional title to battle for in softball tonight over in Shelbyville after the Cougars and defending champion the South Panthers took care of business on Thursday night with semifinal wins. South stayed alive with only a 6-13 record, but forget that. They're winning when it needs to be taken care of. They belted out 12 hits last night, 3 by Nikki Innes, and Addie Benham slugged her 8th home run of the year and scattered 7 hits in a 9-5 win over Columbus North. South broke it open with a 4-run 5th. Benham knocked into and scored twice to help her own cause in that one. Meg Montgomery's Panthers beat Emily Kron's Cougars last year for the title in that great pitching matchup, beating Kinsey Ridge, who last night gave East Central only 1 earned run, a 5-hitter complete with 11 strikeouts, and young freshman Deb Jones had a 3-hit, 2-RBI night as North advanced with its 16th win of the year as they win it 5-3 over the Trojans. Ridge struck out 13 in a very masterpiece 5-0 two-hit shutout of South, if you'll recall, when the two city schools played in the Battle of the Bypass back in April at Andy Moore. They'll play for a title later tonight in Shelbyville. Phil Klusner, South Panthers, and Columbus North. Well, we have a couple of 18-game winners in the sectional semis tonight alongside Columbus East and East Central out at Cougar Field. The two will get together at 6 o'clock. South now 18-9, winners in 13 of their last 14. And I might add, the defending sectional champs battled back from 3-0 down to a 5-3 win over Richard Hurt's North Cougars on Wednesday night. Columbus North belted Shelbyville 12-1 to gain the semifinal berth alongside South later tonight. Again, that game goes at 6 o'clock with an eye on the sky. The two winners then will come back for Saturday night's championship game at Cougar Field at 7 o'clock. Norris Anna McCoy won her 10th of the year, and the postseason continues for Anna in the state school's singles tennis tournament. She moves on to the Bedford Regional as sectional champ after play last night on her home court on the north side. Anna with a straight set win over Megan Holland of Austin. The sectional doubles championship goes tonight at 5:30 with Nicole Ortiz and Bailey Gardner playing a Seymour duo for a trip to the Bedford Regional next week. Nicole and Bailey are now 16-2 after a straight set win in the semifinals over a pair from Scottsburg on Thursday night. While the Reds trying to snap a season-worst 10-game losing streak, they move into Miller Park, Milwaukee tonight to take on the Brewers. First pitch, 8:10 is the first pitch tonight. Don't forget pregame Saturday, same two clubs here on the airwaves at 4. And then, of course, Sunday, the 100th running, the centennial running of the Indianapolis 500, pre-race coverage at 10, and the green flag coming around 12 o'clock or so on this Memorial Day holiday weekend.
And Joe, for folks who didn't stay up last night, good NBA games, Golden State and Oklahoma City. Big night from the Big Two from the Thunder, but it was the balanced attack of Golden State. Finally,
yeah, we talked about that, didn't we?
Had a battle on the boards. They did. Had to get scoring from more than two guys. They did. And it's game six back in Oklahoma City on the weekend there. But the Hoosier Baseballers found their bats yesterday. That was encouraging to see.
Yeah, it sure was.
After
you knew it was going to end sooner or later, the drought. And
it wasn't for lack of trying against Maryland. They swung at everything they saw. Finally made some contact.
Yeah, you got to put the ball in play, like you said. And they put the ball in play, and the key was those all six runs scored with two outs yesterday against Nebraska. And funny game sometimes. Woeful were they out in Lincoln, and here they had a it's just weird to find all of the top seeds gone except Indiana.
Yeah,
of course,
that's right.
You guys already mentioned, it's either going to be the Terrapins and Spartans playing two games today, and Indiana's only going to have to play one, and that's at 6 o'clock against the loser of this morning game.
Well, it's funny because the loser's bracket's tougher than the winner's bracket.
Oh, it's been this year. I mean, Minnesota getting eliminated yesterday, the number one seed. Wow.
Ohio State's a scary team. Talked about them surging toward the end of the regular season, with Nebraska, and they're playing well, so they're in the winner's bracket still after beating Michigan. And, of course, the Buckeyes play Iowa, who shocked Minnesota back on the opening day.
Nothing like knocking Darren Doubleday out, ending their season again. That's about three times in 4 years the Hoosiers have sent the other Big Red packing for their last time of the year. NBA Finals game six in Toronto's tonight. Penguins are in the Stanley Cup Finals, taking on the Sharks. So you got East Coast, West Coast developing there. And I think we've covered it all. It's such a busy weekend. I'll do the Lynn Loring tennis report. I will start that next week.
We'll go
French Open is going on. We'll get it going next week.
Next hour. Speedway back up and running, of course, tonight, weather permitting, and, of course, more on the Indy 500 come Sunday. And, of course, the baseball Hoosiers. Also, you guys mentioned the ladies that qualified for the NCAAs. Great stuff there. Rowing as well later today. Well,
Smitty, great job as always. Appreciate you hopping out of the bullpen here on a busy Friday.
All righty. My opportunity and my pleasure.
And you're not a Reds bullpen guy. You came in and did the job. I like that. All right. We'll see
you. Won't go there.
We'll see you next hour, buddy.
All right.
Joe Smith live on a Friday morning. A little surprise there. We'll do a little Rush Limbaugh, and Chuck Crabb will come back and wrap it up on a Friday. Big Show Friday next.
And done by Sunday afternoon out in Omaha. Staying Alive is the name of the game this weekend out in Omaha after being dealt Wednesday into the loser's bracket. Chris Lemonis's baseball Hoosiers found its offensive switch Thursday. They flipped it in go and eliminated two-seed Nebraska 6-2, belting out 12 hits. Seven different Hoosiers had at least one hit, ending that five-game losing streak. Logan Sowers broke that 0-for-23 collar he was wearing with three hits on the morning. Luke Miller, Ryan Feinman, and Austin Cangelosi all had a couple of hits. And shout-out to former North Cougar Colby Stratton. He's taking advantage of PT time at second base, inserted for the injured Tony Butler at the Keystone sack. Had another productive day. He had a hit and a run scored for Colby. Former South Panther Jake Kelzer teamed with Thomas Belcher out of the pen with four total shutout frames. Belcher getting his fifth victory in relief of Caleb Berriger, who went the first five, two hits, two runs, in helping quiet the Huskers, who went back to Lincoln with only three hits. And mentioning timely hitting on Thursday, all six Hoosier runs came Thursday in two-out situations. Lauren Eustace's two-run eighth-inning home run was the icing on the cake as Indiana stays alive. Now, Indiana steps back onto the TD Ameritrade Ball Diamond tonight at 6 o'clock, facing either Maryland, who put them in the loser's bracket, or Michigan State. Since Indiana has to win out to make the NCAA tournament, the Hoosiers then would play its third 10 o'clock start game on Saturday, playing whoever wins the Iowa-Ohio State winner's bracket game later tonight. Then they would have to play the loser from that Hawkeye-Buckeye game at 6 o'clock on Saturday night to get to the final Sunday against, well, whoever. Hopefully, it's an opponent with one loss, like Indiana. The title game Sunday is set for 2 p.m., but there is more rain sprinkled in the Omaha forecast, not only today, but tomorrow. For Indiana, the scenario, just win, baby. Well, I tell you, they performed well, and they're going to the NCAAs. Lara Schroeder and Akel McClinton have punched their tickets for the big show out in Eugene, Oregon next week, with finishes of 2nd and 12th, respectively, in the women's hammer throw in the Jacksonville, Florida-based East NCAA regionals yesterday. They were among six Hoosiers to outperform their seed on Thursday down in Jacksonville, hosted by the University of North Florida. Lara recorded a throw of 205.4 to finish his runner-up, while McClinton threw 193.2, and she claimed 12th and grabbed that final national qualifying spot by a couple of inches. Among the 14 Hoosiers competing today will be six-seeded pole vaulter Sydney Klute, who was named to the College Sports Information Directors of America, COSIDA. And the men's and women's track and field and cross-country all-district first team yesterday. Sydney is now on the All-America team ballot, which will be selected next month early. By the way, a shout-out to former South grad and two-time state pole vault champion Deacon Bowles. He's a freshman these days down at Virginia Tech, and he tied for seventh with a clearance of 17.4 1/4 to qualify for the NCAA championships as well for Virginia Tech. Well, it's the Gold River, the venue, Sacramento State Aquatic Center, out in Sacramento, California, for Steve Peterson's Rowers. Indiana making its third straight NCAA championship appearance this weekend. The Hoosiers, 16th ranked, finished 11th as a team in their previous two appearances with the best individual effort of 10th. They'll try to improve on that, and we'll start adding up the points because activity will pick up later today. Three of the Crimson and Cream boats will be out. The first Varsity 8, the second Varsity 8, and the first Varsity 4 will be competing for Indiana later today out on the Gold River in Sacramento. while all of that is going on, going racing, well, big time. Who do you like? You like a former champ? We have six drivers in the field for the Indy 500, the centennial running of the race on Sunday. Our coverage begins at 10 o'clock. Helio Castroneves will be looking for his fourth Indy title. Juan Pablo Montoya won last year. Tony Kanaan back in 13, Ryan Hunter-Reay in 2014. Those are guys that have sipped the milk at the end of the day at Indy. And again, our coverage will begin at 10 o'clock on Sunday on Memorial Day. While that is happening, the Sprint Cup boys will race down in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Coca-Cola 600. And as always, that will be won under the lights. The race will take the green flag, 6 o'clock nationally televised on Fox. By the way, the Josh Burton Memorial is tonight down at the Bloomington Speedway. Weather permitting on the quarter-mile clay oval, the regular schedule of the 410 non-wing sprinters will be on the track, the Race Saver Sprints, the modified Super Stocks, and the racing will start at 7:30 tonight at the Bloomington Speedway going racing. Going baseballing, let's hope that things change, the change of venue for the Reds of Brian Price on a 10-game losing streak there at Miller Park in Milwaukee. The Brewers, first pitch, 8:10 pregame on Saturday will be at 4, the first pitch tonight at 8:10. And, of course, again, our coverage of the centennial running, the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500 Sunday at 10 o'clock.
Carb day today, Joe. Everybody get out and run those motors one more time. Get their race setups raring to go. So that's fun. Then the festival parade is tomorrow. And, again, as you mentioned, the big race coming up on Sunday. So that's great stuff as well. We hope the forecast holds in Indianapolis. So that's,
I'm going to go with Simon Pagino.
We're going to take the hot cookie, huh?
Well, I'm the hot cookie. We'll go with Simon. And let's see, Marco Andretti.
Why? Why waste your money?
And Helio.
Well, yeah.
My trifecta.
Who's the kid on the pole that nearly died here last year? Hinchcliffe?
Hinchcliffe.
I'm going to take him because that would just cap off the 100th episode perfectly, a story like that.
Well,
that's what they need. That's what they need to show the TV market in Indianapolis. That's what they need to show everybody else. So let's hope for a Disney-type finish
race
there.
Anyway.
Yeah, always a safe race. That goes without saying. Joe, great job as always. We won't be here Monday. You want to pop in Tuesday because of all the stuff we got going on this weekend?
Yeah, I was planning on anyway. Great. Because we're going to have a special show coming up.
Right.
Trying to get Larry Williams in the regional champion Track Panthers in, but our lead will be Indiana basketball all-star Tucker Blackwell will be joining us along with his former high school head coach J.R. Holmes. You know, they got a big meeting on the 7th of June, the Indiana All-Stars,
right here in town.
In town to take on, and of course Tucker, an Indiana All-Star, so we're going to have those two on to pump the tickets and to get everybody out to see Tucker play one final game anyway, where he was such a standout and all-state performer.
All right, great job. We'll talk to you Tuesday morning.
All right,
have a super
friend.
Weekend. Stay out of
trouble.
And
you as well. Yeah. Julie, have a great one.
Thanks, you too.
Joe Smith, Friday mornings. Big Show Friday.